In January, all of New York State will be involved with the 211 call service. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the idea is to reduce the number of calls to 911 while still helping those who need assistance.
Brenda Episcopo, executive director of the United Way of the Valley and Greater Utica area, says the service is a mix of 911 and 411.
The operators of the call centers are actually certified specialists who are able to screen the calls to figure out exactly what type of help the caller needs, determine eligibility for the services that are out there, at least at an initial level, and make the most appropriate referral the first time.
90% of the nation and about 93% of New York residents have access to 211, but the service is still absent in parts of central and northern New York, including Madison, Oswego, Onondaga, and Oneida counties. Episcopo says that lack of service became an issue in 2013, when severe floods ravaged parts of Oneida, Madison, and Herkimer counties.
FEMA put a phone number out for people to call. People thought they were calling there for help. That's not why they were calling. FEMA was collecting damage information so they could determine if it reached the threshold where FEMA could help or not, and it didn't. And so they told people, well, thank you for reporting your damage. If you need long-term help, call 211, and we don't have it. So folks were left without a resource.
Episcopo says once New York establishes 211 as a statewide program, emergency information can be quickly shared anywhere, and callers can access the same information, no matter which of the state's five call centers answers the phone. The program in Herkimer, Madison, and Oneida counties is expected to cost about $175,000 during its first year, but will decrease once the service is up and running smoothly. In 2012, the state's five call centers handled about 2.5 million 211 phone calls, and its website got nearly 14 million hits. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.
Good morning, it's 7:10.